The Transport Workers Union today represented its member Amita Gupta before a full bench of the Fair Work Commission. The South Australian food delivery driver was fired in January by Uber for being 10 minutes late while working for its Uber Eats service. The union says the case could hold potential change for an economy that has become increasingly dependent on casual work to keep the dollars flowing into households. Jeanette Stephen reports.
Labor Senator and the Transport Workers Union's former boss, Tony Sheldon, and its current National Secretary, Michael Caine, today described the gig economy as modern slavery. Outside an appeal being heard by the Fair Work Commission on behalf of sacked Uber Eats driver, Amita Gupta.
People deserve rights, Australians deserve rights, and these sanctuary-wearing billionaires deserve to be held to account.
Amita was fired by email from the food delivery service in January after being 9 minutes late with an order. Her husband, Santosh, explains.
First of all, she was not earning big money. And second thing, actually, Uber had restricted the access, so she couldn't do anything now.
Now the South Australian has become the first worker in this country to take on the tech giant Uber, as the Transport Workers Union appeals on her behalf for what it claims is unfair dismissal. Santosh has been Amita's spokesperson during her case due to her limited English and says his wife was effectively earning around $3 an hour in her year of working for Uber Eats.
Earning out of this, literally, means she did 2,700 hours of login time. And she made around $7,000 in that, so it's not even $3 an hour what she was making.
The opportunity to deliver food on demand across Adelaide was what tempted Amita to the work. With limited English skills and being a mature-age worker, the flexibility was also appealing, her husband says.
If we want to do the deliveries, we log on any time and log off any time. So it was flexibility there in the work. That's why we chose to do Uber deliveries.
The case was initially rejected with the commission ruling Amita was not an employee of Uber, but rather an independent contractor. Now the TWU wants to prove through the case the gig economy giants like Uber and Foodora are dictating the terms of and shape of casual employment in this country for the future. Michael Caine again.
Well, I think that these tech companies have been very successful in putting forward what really essentially is a myth, and that is that these workers run their own businesses and that they can only have flexibility in their work if they're independent contractors and not employees. And both of those things are plainly wrong. They don't run their own business. They're workers that work under very close control and direction of companies like Uber Eats. And, of course, it's simply not true to say that you can't have flexibility as an employee. There are lots and lots of examples across our economy of employees with appropriate protections in highly flexible arrangements. So this is about myth-busting, this case, and we're hoping that the Fair Work Commission does myth-bust and gets to the heart of the relationship and reveals it to be what it is, which is an employee relationship, so that this exploitation of workers like Amita can stop.
The ordeal has thrown a spotlight on Australia's growing gig economy, with recent ABS figures showing underemployment has increased and around 1.1 million Australians are in desperate need of additional income streams. The unfair dismissal case is about to bust some pretty big myths about delivery and rideshare drivers making big money as independent contractors, says the National Secretary of the Transport Workers Union, Michael Caine.
The arrangements that Uber has in place for workers are really based on a legal fiction. When you get right down to the heart of it, these workers are just like any other employees in Australia. They're under great level of control from Uber. They tell them what work to do, when to do it, how to do it, and they dictate what they're paid.
Some have argued online in support of Uber, stating that some drivers ignore job notifications on the app. However, Santosh says the notifications are not displayed for long enough and also pose a danger for drivers with screen access in the traffic flow.
We're hoping that the Fair Work Commission, when it goes away and deliberates about these matters, will see through all of that and will find that Amita was an employee of Uber Eats, and that her dismissal was unfair. And I think that would be a good outcome for Amita, but it will be a very good outcome for workers in Australia and indeed around the world, because it will be yet another court that is looking through the legal fiction and going to the heart of what's occurring here in our modern gig economy.
Michael Kane, National Secretary of the Transport Workers Union, speaking there with Jeanette Stephen.